Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. 437-1620. Call or text the show. Join the conversation. And our next conversation is going to be with Jason Boatwright. He is the public affairs specialist with the VA here in Pensacola. Lots to talk about, and I have a couple questions. So let's go ahead and get in started on this. 437-1620. Let us know if you have questions about what you're hearing. You can also always check out the podcasts at newsradio923.com when we are finished if you miss anything. Jason, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing great, doing great. It's one of those weird weather days where you're just like, is it going to rain? Is it going to be sunny and hot? Is it going to be a completely different day in the afternoon than it was in the morning? I don't know. Stay
tuned.
It's Florida.
We're used to it.
Exactly. So thank you for the work that you do with the VA and helping our veterans. The last two events that you've had have been a huge success, right?
Oh, they've been extremely overwhelming. It's actually quite shocking the number of people that show up and the stories they tell and the stuff they hear about, you know, how they've navigated the VA, how complex things have gotten, and just what success stories we've had.
Right. Why has it been very difficult in the past? Why is this such a phenomenon where it's difficult to get our care through the VA in certain ways?
Really, you know, times change as, you know, as we grow in life. Mm-hmm. I found out that, you know, over the decades, you know, the VA's gotten a bad rep. Mm-hmm. And as things change, certain things get better, like enrollment gets better, VBA gets better. But the thing that I've really found out is capturing a generation of people that just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found. And what I try to do is I try to reach out to that generation, be like, you know, you're still here. You're entitled to this. Let's get you help and let's get you in.
Right. And that's something I think a lot of people, you know, don't really realize and they don't think about when they think about this gap that we had in our VA coverage where you said, like, you know, that there was a time where it was getting a bad reputation. But you're right, like the information, you know, since the internet has come along, mm-hmm. and you think about the generations that have come through the war times and where we're looking at them now, that information technology sort of just kind of came right at that perfect time where it passed them right by.
It did.
And they had no way to access all of this information, so how could they get care? And we were talking with Veris Health Partners, Keith, you know Keith,
yep.
Earlier on the show, and they were talking about how people, once you get to a certain age, you just want to sit at home. You don't want to be out with a bunch of people. You don't want to go to a bunch of hospitals and a bunch of clinics and talk to a bunch of people. But they have a thing where they have kind of like a family environment with Ochsner 65 plus. But there is that generation where they didn't have the information. They didn't have that welcoming environment. And they're not on the internet scouring for this information.
No, they're not. And, you know, when I always called them the American Bandstand alumni, you know, 65 plus.
Yeah.
You know, when they come in, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It's confusing when they talk about it on the show with me, and I'm sitting here trying to keep up, and I'm looking at the website, and I'm following along. I'm like, wait a minute, how does that work again?
Oh, it took me 7 years to really understand and navigate the system and get it down to such a way that I can be like, listen, I can help you. And then I've been teaching others, like, let me show you how I did it and let you tell somebody. And then that person tells somebody. I mean, I have a great community group of people that I enroll that and to help people get enrolled so that they can get the care they need to kind of make their golden years a little better.
Right. Yeah. And it's all right there for them. But like we've been saying, it's just that hurdle of getting, you know, past that information lump there. So what are some of the other things that you're doing to help bring some of that generation in and get them informed so they can get the health care they need?
There's two things that I've been actually advocately working on.
Mm-hmm.
One is getting the services in the VA to the retirement homes and the assisted living facilities.
Nice.
How many veterans do you have here? Are they currently enrolled? What questions do they have to help alleviate the family members? I know that there's a lot of family members that I speak to that they feel guilty that they can't be there for their mom or their dad and all that. And the real thing that I try to do is be like, you can still be there, but just let us help. They earned it.
Right.
That's one thing. I've been getting home-based primary care out, enrollment out, HUDVASH, the homeless program, working with quite a few services in the area. If there is a veteran that served that does qualify, getting him into a safe place. Mm. The second thing that I've been doing is having more community events in here that are collaborated with our local elected officials and the community to come together to help out our area. Mm. So there's a lot that's been going on. It is, you know, I am kind of a one man band, so that is a lot. So I kind of, I'm very thankful for the people that helped me, like Pastor Tim Chandler with the Marine Corps League, John mm-hmm. Hills with Vet Cola, State Rep Michelle Salzman has always been helpful in helping collaborate things, but it's a community effort, and we didn't get this way overnight, and it's not going to change overnight. Mm. And that's kind of how I've been looking at it.
You brought up a good point with the homeless population, because in 2022, I don't know about the latest statistic, but almost 13% of the adult population experiencing homelessness were veterans.
Yes.
So that's got to be a challenge to track and find these people, right?
When they're homeless. It is a challenge. And that's why when we go to a lot of the places that we have, because a homeless person isn't just someone living under an overpass.
Right.
They could be on somebody's couch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be a family member that's displaced. It could be anything. And the one thing that we found out recently through our social work program is it's when they get diagnosed with a certain illness, that takes a toll on them to where they can't work anymore. Mm. So they have to choose. And even if they are, you know, 40 or 50% disabled through the VA, that's probably about $1,100 a month. I mean, I think we all know that that's not enough to really do anything for somebody.
Mm-hmm. You're right. 437-1620, if you have any questions or comments. My guest this morning, Jason Boatwright, the public affairs specialist with the VA. Thank you for all the great work you're doing and turning this
Absolutely.
Around. The last two VBA events were a huge success, so that has spawned another event, right? Let's talk about the Veteran Town Hall.
Yeah, on June 20th at Marcus Point Baptist Church from 11 till 1, the VA leadership, they want to hear from the people here. They've seen them come up in troves and getting their VA disability claims set. Now they want to hear from what we can do in the area. And I would love to get the word out, because I want as many veterans as they are to asking questions.
Right.
You know, when are we going to get that hospital? You know, when are we going to get that ER? You know, are mm-hmm. we going to expand primary care services? I know a lot of people have been wanting a larger physical rehab facility here at the clinic. I can't do it for them. I could be a voice.
Right.
But their voice is a lot louder than mine.
Exactly. Yeah, especially when they're all in a group at one time. You said that was June 20th when?
June 20th from 11 till 1 at Marcus Point Baptist Church.
I love the guys over at Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Craig Heinzman's been a very big help when it comes to actually getting more things for the veterans. They have great facilities there.
Yeah, go Craig. I know he might be listening. So, all right, so if you have any questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. Are you a veteran? Do you have any questions? There's ways that you can get help right now, and there's a veteran town hall that you should go and be a part of June 20th, 11 to 1 at Marcus Point Baptist Church. I got Jason Boatwright in the studio. He is the public affairs specialist with the VA. We're going to be right back after this short break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Pep Talk. Lori will be talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items and solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you. Listen to Lori on this month's topic, Drain Cleaning Solutions on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker, your host. Thank you so much for joining me every weekday, 9 to 11, here on News Radio Pensacola. My guest this morning just dropped a bomb on me. Pew, baby. Jason Boatwright, the public affairs specialist with the VA. I normally ask my guests, well, how did you get into the line of work that you're in? What inspired you to be the person you are and do the work that you do? And wow, okay, your story is just amazing. So tell us about that. How did you become the public affairs specialist with the VA?
Well, I don't really even know where really well to begin.
Yeah.
When I got out of high school, you know, it was between the Navy and the Air Force, and I ended up choosing the Air Force. After a short stint in the Air Force, I developed a disease in my eyes, which my vision became very blurry. I mean, when I meant blurry, I mean, it was like walking through a dense fog. So I got medically discharged from that. But when I came home to the VA, they said that because I didn't complete my first term of service that I wasn't considered a veteran, there's nothing I can do.
Wow.
So after 7 years of battling, yeah, I was legally blind. Mm. And I needed a transplant. It was a corneal transplant, a keratoplasty. So after many, many years of fighting and pretty much just telling my parents, like, if this is life, I don't want it anymore. And my family intervened. Wow. I finally got the help that I needed to where I got my left eyes from an 18-year-old and my right eyes from a 22-year-old.
Wow. How close were these transplants to each other?
Dr. Jennifer Murray over at the Medical Center Clinic was the one. I mean, I always joke that she's the longest relationship I've ever had. You know, she's seen me since I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to do both of them at the same time in case my body would actually not take the tissue.
Right.
So when they did the left eye, everybody was in there. FSU med students were in there. And when they took the bandage off, I didn't even recognize my mom in the room.
Wow.
And when they took me over to the mirror to do the eye drops, which were a high dose cyclosporine, I stopped for a second. I almost started to cry. It's like I had aged. I held on to a vision of what I looked like.
Right. Yeah.
And when I saw myself in the mirror, it wasn't what I thought. It was really weird.
It's got to be a shock. Wow. Mm-hmm. But now, how many years has it been?
It was 2018 that I had the left eye, and 2021, I think, was the right eye.
Wow.
But yeah, I reached out. Matt Gaetz connected with me, and he was all like, you need to come help veterans.
Yeah.
And I told him, when I got my transplant done, I went and finished college. I did social work. I was like, I'm going to make sure that nobody ever goes through what I did.
Wow.
And that's what I've done ever since. And I've never met anybody else that had the same disease I did until one time in Matt Gaetz's office when a guy called up and said, I need hard contact lenses. And I said, wait, do you have keratoconus? He goes, yeah. And I go, can you come up here to the office? And I was like, you need to do this. This is what I did. You need to do this.
Wow.
And because he did that, and I connected him with the VA sent him the referral to Dr. Murray. He didn't need a transplant. He got the help he needed.
Wow.
And
before it was too late.
Yeah, we're best friends to this day. He always says, like, you saved my life, because now he's coaching Little League football or Pee Wee football. I mean, he's doing what he loved to do.
I mean, you were basically at a crossroads where you didn't know whether you wanted to live or die.
No.
And now here you are helping people with the same issue and the same struggle.
Well, it's not, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, we do have good people in this area, but I don't want to say they're ignorant to the subject, but it's overwhelming. And
it is.
Nobody should ever have to be told no. You know, there should be a door to yes.
Right.
And that's all I want to be. It's like, you know, you're fixated on this way. Let's try this way. Let's get you successful.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just texted in, I'm a Vietnam vet. Thank you for all the work that you do. VA saved my sight. So
that's awesome.
There are
so
success stories. And I know that there's going to be lots and lots more now that you're in the role that you're in. So Matt Gaetz heard your story, knew that you would probably be right for the job. And then right there in his office, you proved it.
Yeah.
So now you're the public affairs specialist. Let's let everybody know about this veteran town hall, because I think every veteran that can get up and get out and get to this needs to be there on June 20th. It's going to be from 11 to 1 at the Marcus Point Baptist Church. That's here in Pensacola, right? The Pensacola campus?
That is correct. Yeah, right off W Street.
Yeah, hopefully this could be something that we spread out to other campuses and get more veterans involved. 437-1620 if you have any questions, comments. I've got Jason Boatwright from the VA in the studio. Let me see. We've got another couple minutes before I need to take a break, so let's talk about the people enrolled in your clinic. You currently have over 34,000?
Yeah, a little over 34,000 people are actually actively enrolled in the VA clinic. But that is between, you know, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, some in Okaloosa County. But I'd like everybody to know that in Escambia County, and I look at this every day, we still have about 7,000 people who are not enrolled. So that's 7,000 bodies out there that I don't know if they need the help. I don't know what their situation is.
Mm. The greater Pensacola area is home to more than 35,000 military retirees, the second largest concentration in the nation.
Yes.
So, wow. Okay.
And I like to let, you know, I always make this comment on it is, you know, Biloxi has a hospital, and there's only 20,000 enrolled there.
Wow.
And that is an actual hospital with a 5-star community living center, a blind rehab center, one of 7 in the nation. We have an aquatic center that is absolutely gorgeous to help veterans rehabilitate themselves that can't walk.
Oh, man. So that brings us to our next topic. Let's talk about phase one of the hospital here in Pensacola. That's already done. So congratulations. That's great news. Let's talk about that. What was phase one of the VA hospital? What does that include?
To actually do a partnership with Naval Hospital Pensacola, the DOD, Active Duty Navy, and the VA actually worked on utilizing the space with the Naval Hospital that hasn't been activated in quite a number of years.
Oh.
So to help out with some outpatient surgical procedures, we wanted to utilize the OR and use our VA's team there to help veterans that have issues that, you know, that are time pressing or critical that need to be done.
Mm. When I was on the morning show with Andrew, everybody talked about the Baptist property, you know, the old Baptist property. Was there ever talks of turning that into a veteran facility?
There was at one time.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was very vocal in like, hey, we have this here. Baptist has great facilities. You know, why don't we utilize that?
Right.
They liked the idea of the campus right there next to Naval Hospital, because the VA clinic and Naval Hospital are right next door to each other.
Yeah.
And there's actual space to be utilized there between the two if one day we ever wanted a community living center or a blind rehab center or anything of that nature.
Right. So phase two, what does that look like? What are we looking to add?
Inpatient unit for any ICU unit that is needed, or a surgical procedure that requires an overnight stay.
Mm, okay.
That would be phase two. It's 12 unit beds within the facility of Naval Hospital. Mm. The real big thing there is for a veteran that may, you know, an older veteran that may like have blood pressure issues or anything after a surgery when being put to sleep and having to be woken up.
Yeah, just need to keep an eye on them for a while just to make sure everything goes well. Mm-hmm. All right, phase one is done. Looking to phase two, we're talking with Jason Boatwright from the VA. He is the public affairs specialist. Get out to Marcus Point Baptist Church on June 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and be a part of this veteran town hall so that you can ask your questions and voice your concerns and your comments to the VA directly. So we've got Jason Boatwright in the studio. We're going to take our last little commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. 437-1620. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel, News Radio Pensacola.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola, 437-1620. Join the conversation at any time, 9 to 11 weekdays. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I've got Jason Boatwright in the studio. He's the public affairs specialist with the VA. We were talking a little bit on the break about how, you know, how we draw attention to these problems and these gaps in service and coverage. And I keep going back to the old adage, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Yeah. So we've got to get out and let these voices be heard, because you were talking in the break here about how many claims you filed the last time you had an event, right? It was over 400?
It was 426 veterans that showed up to file a disability claim at our last event on April 6th.
Wow. So that could just keep growing exponentially.
Yeah, we had 426 veterans file a claim, 155 toxic exposures, and 65 people enrolled in healthcare.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of people probably assume that the government just knows about this and they allocate the funds correctly every time, and that's just not the case, right?
No, the more numbers that show up, because we count those numbers, that's when they know.
Okay. All right. Get out June 20th to Marcus Point Baptist Church, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Veteran Town Hall. Jason Boatwright, thank you for the work you're doing. Incredible story. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely, bud.